You are listening to Homecoming to Self, The Journey, a space for alignment, for authenticity, and for living in harmony with your soul's purpose. I am your host, Sylvia Morrison, transformation coach, humanitarian, and a passionate believer in the power of coming home to self. Here we explore conversations and teachings that awaken clarity, invite courage, and deepen belonging. So let's breathe, let's align, and together, let's come home. This is episode one of my podcast, and I am excited and nervous at the same time. And so I'm reading my script, and I hope you will be here with me when I'm at episode number 100, when I won't need to read my script. But for today, I'm reading my script. So before we begin, I invite you to take a breath with me. Let your shoulders soften. Let your breath deepen. Let yourself arrive fully in this moment. Welcome to Homecoming to Self, The Journey. I am your host, Sylvia Morrison. You're here today, and I want you to know something right away. You didn't find this podcast by accident. Something in you is listening. Something in you is remembering. And that in itself is enough. This podcast is a space for slowing down, for listening inward, and for reconnecting with the truth of who you are. It's a space for women like you, for women like me, all of us seekers who have lived full lives, carried responsibility, shown up for others, and yet quietly we're wondering, where do I belong? If that question lives somewhere inside you, sister, you're in the right place. Many women that I've walked alongside over the years as a coach and also as an educator have shared something similar with me. They've done the right things, as you have. They've been capable, responsible, accomplished. They've built lives that look meaningful from the outside, and yet they feel unrooted, disconnected, as if they're standing slightly outside of their own life. They wonder why confidence feels fragile, why clarity feels elusive, and why belonging feels conditional. We try to fit in, or we try to stand out, or we try to serve harder, give more, be more. But the ache doesn't go away. And often, we don't have language for this feeling, only a quiet sense that something is missing. If you've ever felt that way, I want you to hear this gently. You're not broken. You are not behind. And you are not lost. You may simply be ready for what we're doing here. Coming home to yourself. I want to share a moment that taught me something profound about belonging. I was in Ghana attending a baby naming ceremony. I was seated at a table with a group of women all of us dressed beautifully in vibrant Ghanaian cloth. I wasn't Ghanaian born. I'm still not Ghanaian born. But you couldn't tell by looking at us around the table. I had learned how to dress Ghanaian. I wore it well, and I was sitting among sisters. For a while, I felt such joy, ease, sisterhood. We laughed, we shared food, we felt connected. I belonged. Until someone noticed I hadn't spoken much. And so she asked, "Why? Why aren't you saying anything?" And quietly, I explained to her that while I was following the conversation and understanding some of the jokes, I couldn't speak the language. And in that moment, the energy shifted. The laughter stopped. The questions began. It felt like an interrogation. Finally, I spoke the deeper truth, which is, I shared that I couldn't speak the language because my ancestors had been stolen from Africa in slavery. A truth that we all knew, but had never named together. And something remarkable happened in that moment. The interrogation dissolved. The room softened. The energy around the table felt different. What emerged was grief and recognition and connection. We realized in that moment that they had carried a quiet sadness for the family members that they never met, the family members who had been stolen, my ancestors who had been taken. What began as a moment of not belonging, the interrogation, that became a moment of reunion. Together, we found something that had been missing: connection. We were missing connection. I was missing belonging. I was missing home. And I realized in that moment that belonging is not about appearance, not about language, not about performance. It's about truth. It's about presence, and it's about shared humanity. That moment has stayed with me over the years, and every now and then it comes to my mind and heart, and that's why I'm sharing it with you today. As we continued, and as I continue to work across cultures, across communities and life stages, I began to notice a pattern that so many women look for belonging through relationships, through approval, through achievements or service that slowly turns into self-erasure. Many of us confuse belonging with servitude, with shrinking, with proving our worth. And the body tells the truth. When a woman is trying to earn belonging, her shoulders tighten, her voice softens, or it disappears. Her intuition grows quiet. You probably know what I'm talking about. But when belonging turns inward, something shifts. The body softens, the breath deepens, the voice returns. She no longer needs to fit in or to stand out. She simply stands. There is a truth I want you to carry with you today. Belonging isn't something you earn. You are here now because you belong. I learned this through many life lessons, through divorce, through immigration, through seasons of reinvention, and I tell you, I've had a few. When I stopped trying to fit in or stand out and simply showed up as myself, present, honest, grounded, everything changed. Belonging became rooted. Rooted, not external. I often think of the baobab tree. It is one of the symbols that remind me from time to time to stay grounded. Its strength comes from its roots. Its presence is steady. It shelters others because it is deeply anchored. You don't have to perform to belong. We don't have to explain ourselves to belong. You don't have to earn your place. You belong because you are here. As we close today, I want to offer you a simple permission. You are allowed to belong without proving, without explaining, without earning, without any of the extras. This week, I'd like you to notice where you may be seeking belonging outside of yourself, and to gently, without judgment, see what shifts when you stop trying. Let yourself be rooted. Let yourself arrive. I want to thank you for being here with me. Thank you for listening with your open heart. This is Homecoming to Self, the journey, and this is just the beginning. In our next episode, we'll explore what it means to listen to the quiet voice of the soul and how to trust what you already know. So until then, stay rooted, stay open, and keep coming home to yourself. I am your host, Sylvia Morrison, and this is Homecoming to Self, the journey. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Homecoming to Self, the journey. If something you heard touched you deeply and helped you to remember a deeper truth, please share with a friend or someone else that you think could benefit from this information. I am your host, Sylvia Morrison, and I am looking forward to being with you in the next episode. In the meantime, keep moving forward. And remember, your soul already knows the way. This is Homecoming to Self, the journey.